Everybody, it's Friday night. You know what that means? The weekend is officially upon us at last. Somebody give me a round of applause, please. All right. Yay! Yep, it's Friday. That means here on Beyond the Airways, the Infinity Project, it's the all-out review and naughty Mad Lib show. And before I go on, I'm going to give a fair warning. The Mad Libs you will hear, these are NC-17. These are not for children at all. And these are also not for people who are easily offended. If you are fitting into one of these two, don't be listening at this point. Okay? I mean it.
So you were warned.
You have been forewarned.
So if you show up here and you hear offensive language, that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, I'm your host for tonight. I am Oddball Extreme. I'm currently joined on the line by two of my crazy cohorts. First, we have Red Ranger Tim. Good evening to you, sir.
Good evening, my dear.
We also have our AZ Magician on the line. Good evening to you, my dear.
Hola, mi amigas. Hola, mi amigos.
Yep, and we also have in the chat room, we have Ash, Sajo, and Louie the Car Man. Yeah.
Oh, we got
hello, Louie.
Yeah.
Hey, Louie.
Yep, sir.
Good to have
we
you
have
back,
six.
My friend.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and you can bet with six of us, we're going to have some serious fun tonight.
Hey, are we going the usual time or going the half hour longer?
Well, usual time, as I think, because the way I got these reviews set up, I'll have these done in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Seriously. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and get the reviews going, get them out of the way. And, of course, you know the rule of thumb. If you have not seen any of these episodes yet...
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Oh,
all
before
right.
You get started with the reviews...
Uh-huh.
It looks like the DC Universe is not the only place showing Harley Quinn.
No, she'll be in the theater next week.
The animated version. The NC-17 rated version of Harley Quinn, the cartoon version.
Uh-huh.
Cartoon Network's, not Adult Swim. But anyway,
has
I
to be Adult Swim.
What?
Okay. Has to be Adult Swim.
I think they're showing Harley Quinn on there, too.
Oh, well. We'll worry about that later. All right, so anyway, let's go over to starting with Batwoman back on Sunday. Kate finds Beth, who's actually from a different Earth and a survivor of the crisis. As they get to catch up, the sons of both the mayor and the chief of police are kidnapped by the Wonderland gang, and they come up with a daring plan to rescue them. Beth disguises herself as Alice. The plan backfires as Mouse discovers the fate, but Kate saves her and the sons from a car fire. Just as things start to look up, Beth and Alice suffer from a crisis anomaly. Basically meaning one of those two has to die.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Definitely crazy.
Which
part
one?
Of the post-crisis Earth. We don't know yet. It's definitely a crazy part on the post-crisis Earth Prime, and there's more to come when it comes back on February 16th. Why is it off? This Sunday is the Super Bowl. Next Sunday is the Oscars. So,
that
no Batwoman.
Well, then, kink in the armor, doesn't it?
Well, that's okay. It's better not to compete against those two anyway. And see, over at Supergirl, Lex rescues Toyman, it's Windshot from a different Earth, and asks him to start a lot of trouble. However, there's another Windshot from the future that comes to stop him. Now, John gives the future Wind the memories from the crisis, which is a bit overwhelming for him. As Toyman, I'm going to call him Toyman Wind and Future Wind. Toyman Wind is the bad guy, Future Wind's the good guy. As Toyman Wind causes trouble, Future Wind has to stop him, or he'll never see his family again. Fortunately, with plenty of good technology, Future Wind stops Toyman Wind, and he has his freedom back. Meanwhile, William the Reporter wants to expose Lex Luthor and finds an unexpected ally in Kara. Wild episode, and definitely wanting more on February 16th. Yes, same situation, since they're both on Sunday night. So, let's see. Over at Black Lightning, the Markovians are on the move in Freeland, and it seems things are getting a bit rough for Black Lightning and his family because Lynn's addicted to the drugs. Jennifer still wants to go after Odell. Black Lightning and Thunder, they actually capture Odell for a little while. And they also get some help from Gambi, too. And then a person we have not seen since season one, named Lady Eve, she's returned. Because she was killed in season one. However, thanks to the crisis, you never know who's coming back, who's not in, or what. That's the fun part. But anyway, there's still more coming. So I think the show's supposed to wrap up in the next couple weeks because Stargirl's supposed to start in the spring. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. All right, and finally on Arrow, it's the final, really final, episode of the series. And everyone, including Felicity, are set for both the statue unveiling and funeral for Oliver the following day. However, someone has kidnapped the younger William, as in Mia's brother William, so the team gets together one last time for this rescue. They succeed easily, and everything goes smoothly for both the statue unveiling and the funeral. Diggle delivers some moving words, and everyone starts moving forward. Renee will be the mayor. Dinah's moving on. Diggle and his family move to Metropolis, where he discovers a Green Lantern ring. I wonder if that's a clue. And Mia prepping
probably
to take her
sounds
mantle.
Like it.
Yeah. And Mia prepping to take the mantle as the Green Arrow in 2040. As for Felicity, she actually manages to find Oliver in the afterlife, where they finally live happily ever after. I will miss the series because it's been a blast. But hopefully, Green Arrow and the Canaries will come along in the fall. And don't worry, the Green Arrow is going to be Mia, not Oliver. And guess what? I'm done.
Already?
Yep, I told you. Yep, I told you. All right.
Get this party started.
I agree. I'm with you. All right, so who's ready for some Mad Libs?
I am.
I have all the naughties.
Bring on the naughties, if you please.
Bring on all the right. Young naughty.
Yes, absolutely. All right, well, guess what? I already got the first one ready to go. So, here's how we're going to do this. We're going to do Tim, then Sajo, Ash, Louie, Janet, me. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
All right. So, ready or not? Here we go. Tim, I need a silly word, please.
Liberty Gibbet.
Liberty Gibbet.
He's stealing yours.
Don't worry. I don't mind.
She steals mine every now and then.
Yeah, but I never bothers me, so. Okay, so let's see. Sanjo, adjective, and both Ash and Louie. Noun, please. All right, Janet, plural noun, please.
Plural nouns?
Yes.
Plural noun. People, places, or things, right? Motherfuckers.
Correct.
Motherfuckers.
Motherfuckers it is.
It's on.
Yeah, let's see. Oh my gosh. Okay, here's what I got. Sancho need to give me an adjective. Anal. And then both Ash and Louie need to give me a noun each. Ashley gave penis, and Louie gave testicle.
Anal penis, anal testicles.
Yep. Something tells me this is gonna be a wild night. Which is good. This is good. All right, let's see. My turn with a verb ending in ing. I'm gonna go with masturbating.
Woo.
All right, Tim, verb, please.
How about fart?
Fart. Got it.
As in the act of doing it.
Right.
Which is what our dog is right now. Hey, what are you guys doing? Cosmo, Princess. Are you guys okay?
Aww.
Okay. Go ahead.
Doggy. I love doggy. And by the way, before I go on, I will tell you something. There is a Super Bowl commercial with a dog from the WeatherTech commercial last year He almost died.
What happened?
Oh, my.
He had a tumor around his heart. But he's okay now. He's okay.
Oh, so it wasn't metastatic. It wasn't going all over the place. Good.
Actually, it started spreading rapidly, but the University of Wisconsin School of Veterinary Medicine saved his life.
Good.
The 5-minute videos on YouTube just say WeatherTech Scout. Scout's the dog.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on, give me just a second here. And Louie. Noun, please. Okay, there we go. Let me make sure I get everybody in there. Okay, Janet, plural noun, please.
Shitheads.
Boy, we're just going all out, aren't we? Let's see, my turn with the verb. I'm going to go with urinate. Of course, if you had bigger boobs, you'd be a 10.
I'm definitely a 10. The Stapkable 42 double D's.
Okay. So we're waiting on... Who are we waiting on? Ashley. There we go. All right. Tim, noun, please.
Lieutenant Jefferson Hamburger of the Battle of LaGuardia International Airport.
All right, got it. Thank you, autofill-in. That sure helps.
Oh, yes.
Okay. They've got his verb. Janet, you have a verb as well.
Fuck.
Fuck it is.
Well, look, I didn't do a whole lot of naughties last week.
I know. That's all right. Okay. All right, so I got to give an adjective. I'm going to go with... Oh, what the hell? Intergalactic. Okay. Tim, noun, please.
How about Colonel Muammar Gaddafi of the Battle of Bowling Green?
Got it. Okay.
Why did you... you didn't even have to ask what it was. Did you?
No. I said it was a noun.
Yeah, a noun.
Okay. Our three in the chat room get the last three, so... But yeah, there are a couple of tear-jerkers this year in the Super Bowl commercials. I mean, that'll really hit you in the feels. There's another one where there's a man who reminisces about his late wife. And it's using Google Assistant. And it's really moving. It's a really moving commercial.
I think they've given me a peek snee view of that one.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's it. We have our first Mad Lib, so...
Oh, no.
This is the weirdest sport in the world. Oh, brother. So, Flibbertigibbet gibbet is the anal sport of all time. You play the penis at the testicle on the other side of the line. Each side has two motherfuckers. A masturbating side and a fart side.
Oh, my.
Hang on, it gets better. The suck side is closed in with vaginas and has sex shop and shitheads to urinate your attack. When you complete this before each Lieutenant Jefferson Hamburger of the Battle of LaGuardia International Airport, you squirt out of the attractive side and onto the tit-fucking side where you await your opponent. Or, if the opponent is already there, fuck the game. Flibbertigibbet is an intergalactic Colonel Muammar Gaddafi of the Battle of Bowling Green for men in heart dildos.
heart dildos?
Oh my.
And guess what's 2 weeks away?
Shit.
Valentine's Day.
What?
Or is I like
Valentine's Day is 2 weeks from today.
Oops.
Or as I prefer to call it, Forever Alone Day.
Yeah. Let's see. 23. Yeah, that's not bad. 29. Okay, good. All right, got my next one picked out already. But God, I don't know what's going to top that first one.
Oh,
all
right,
God. I'll think of something.
Okay. All right, here we go. Tim, plural noun, please.
Penises.
That's exactly what I typed.
Woo! Am I that predictable?
Yeah, yes. Yes. Louis said, greatest sport ever. Okay. Hamburger General Davis Jefferson. Well, let's put it this way, Louis. Tim and I came up with that name, Lieutenant Jefferson Hamburger of the Battle of LaGuardia International Airport. Okay. All right, Janet, verb, please.
Okay. Run!
Run! Let's see, what's with an adjective? I'm going to go with my favorite one, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That's an adverb?
Adjective.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Tim, noun, please.
How about Colonel Muammar Gaddafi of the Battle of Bowling Green?
All right.
Since we already used Lieutenant Jefferson Hamburger.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see.
At least I think we did.
You did do it last time, but not this go-round. You actually ended up using both. You ended up using both in the last one, so.
I thought Louis was trying to do the other one, so I'm going with Colonel Muammar Gaddafi.
Yeah, no, he was. Let's see, he was just coming from that last Mad Libs, so.
Well, we'll stick with the Colonel.
Okay. Okay. Janet, color, please.
Color.
Mm-hmm.
Burnt orange. And
okay.
Yes, it is a color.
I know exactly what you're talking about. As I do recall it being a color in one of the 64 in Crayola.
But I think they've since dropped that one.
Yeah, you're probably right. Let's see. Now, my turn with another adjective. I'm going to go with... how about... flopped, like the flopped ears. Okay. All right. Tim. Adjective, please.
How about haunted?
Okay. 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 Got that. Janet, noun, please.
A noun.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think a minute.
Hmm.
We're waiting.
Janet. Yeah,
my
we're waiting
turn?
For your yeah, your noun. Remember?
Yeah.
Whorehouse. It's your turn with a noun. Okay.
Whorehouse.
Okay. My turn with an adjective.
Sorry.
I'm gonna go. That's all right. Okay. Let's see. My turn with an adjective. I'm gonna go with. Conquered. Like the conquered lands. All right, Tim, noun, please.
Corner of Winslow, Arizona.
There we go. I hadn't used that tonight.
Yeah, that's such a fine sight to see.
It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford slowing down to take a look at me.
Oh, yes.
Okay, got that. Janet, noun, please.
Hind tit.
Say what?
Haven't you heard the expression, you're sucking a hind tit?
No.
That means you're falling behind, or you're sucking a hind tit.
Okay. That's a new one on me.
New one for me, too.
It's like, what? Or find the one of the men and go, what?
Or the what lady? What?
Yeah. What?
Okay, let me change mine since it's confusing everybody.
Yeah. No offense.
None taken. A person, a place, a pig trough.
Pig trough, okay.
I do the naughty next one.
That's fine. All right, Tim and I. Bleh. Tim, you and I get a plural noun each. I will go first. I'm going to go with assholes. All right, your turn with the plural noun, Tim.
Let's go with computers.
Computers, all right. Assholes and computers, what a combo.
And they're sitting on their laptops behind a pig trough.
Yeah. Oh, here's a question Louise had. Hind tit, isn't that an inverted nipple?
It could very well
yeah,
be, Louise.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Could very well be.
That's a possibility.
I think he's onto something.
Okay. Hang on, bear with me, growl. Oops, try again. Noun. Okay. Janet, you get the last one here. We're waiting for the others. Exclamation.
Exclamation.
Yep.
Shit!
That's good enough for me. Oh, good one with Louie. He had to come up with a friendly question. He said, are you feeling it now, Mr. Krabs?
Oh, my.
Obviously from SpongeBob SquarePants. All right. All our blanks are filled in. So we have our next one. So let me get the drum roll. Here we go. Okay. You better brace yourself for this one. It's a Wonderful World is about to get destroyed.
Ooh.
So, I see penises of black, ice blue douches too. I see them run for me and you. And I think to myself, What a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious Colonel Moomar Covfefe of the Battle of Bowling Green. I see women of silver and midgets of burnt orange, the flopped haunted pussy looking, the amazing big whorehouse. And I think to myself, what a conquered corner of Winslow, Arizona. The fungi of the condom, so delightful in the pig trough, are also on the assholes of people going by. I see computers squirting breasts saying, are you feeling it now, Mr. Krabs? They're really saying, shit!
Oh my!
Oh my god.
Oh my.
We so apologize for destroying that one.
Oh.
This is how you know we're all going to hell.
Yep.
At least according to Steve Harvey, we are anyway.
Yeah.
There was a question on Family Feud. And the question was, name something that gets passed around at church. Somebody came up with the answer to joint. And he looked at him.
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
He said,
I saw
you
that.
You are going to hell.
And it was number. Oh no, the first lady. No, yeah, that's right. It was number two, if I remember right. And then the other lady, trying to top that, said the collection plate. And now we're all gonna be saved. And the plate was number three. The plate is less than the joint.
Oh wow. All right. Well, I got the next one picked out. So here we go. Tim, first name, please. And it can be anybody you want.
Donald.
All right.
Gotta honor the fake president / dictator somehow.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. Name? All right, Janet, give me the name of a band.
Too bad Mike's not here. AC/DC.
That'll work. Let's see. I get a location. I'm going to go with... The Earth's Core. That's a location.
Right.
Technically speaking, it is.
Okay. Louis gave 42, the meaning of life. Let's see. Okay. Sancho has the Lopez's. All right. Back to Tim. Number, please.
Let's go with 174,582,936.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay.
Discerning what some of these stuff is they ran tests for.
Alright, let's see. We're waiting on them. Janet, I need an adjective, please.
Adjective?
Yes.
Descriptor?
Mm-hmm.
Descriptor.
Dumbass.
Oh my.
Well, hey, it was a dumbass idea.
That's right.
Okay, now it's my turn with a female's first name. Boy, there's a lot I can choose from. I think I'm going to choose Penelope.
As in Creighton Ward?
Yeah. All right. Tim, I need a last name, please.
How about Trump?
All right.
I'm taking a gamble. This is not going to be good for him, so let's try not to let me down.
Well, I'll see what I can do about that. All right, Sajo and Ash get the last two. You know, I'll tell you what's nice nowadays. Now the companies are putting out their Super Bowl ads before the Super Bowl on on YouTube now. So it's like if you don't want to now, you don't even have to watch anything if you don't want to.
Oh my!
And here's a fun fact: more than 17 million people plan to call in sick on Monday.
Probably because they'll be so damned hungover.
Yeah, well, here's something. 11 million of those people already had asked for the day off, and they already got it. So, all right, I got this one ready to go. So, ready or not, here we go. If I can play this thing. All right, this is Crazy World Records. Donald the Lick Lopez's penis measures 42.97 inches, making it the world's longest. By the looks of it, Donald should consider joining the X-Men or maybe the AC/DC band. In Earth Core, 174,582,936 people dressed in dog outfits assembled by City Hall and then went for a fuck around Tower Bridge, which lasted just over a mile. And finally, the greatest female with a dumbass beard is Penelope Trump, aged 666 years old, when she was confirmed to have a blowjob.
Oh my.
It's a hell of a blowjob.
Yes, it is.
All right, let's see what else I can find. We're doing pretty good tonight.
Yeah, we are making progress.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Found another good one here. All right, so here we go. Tim, adjective, please.
How about coffee-fiest? Coffee-fiest.
Must have coffee. Hey, can I order a hamburger? I'd like to order a hamburger with some coffee.
Would you like some coffee with that?
Yes, please. We're being nuts here, aren't we?
Yep, typical Friday.
That's
because
the whole point of Friday.
It's time to wind down.
It is.
I am Cornholio. I need TP for my bunghole. You got that right, Louie.
What are those two guys' names?
Beavis and Butthead?
Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
Yes, they're both horn dogs. I've heard that expression. They're both horn dogs.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
All right, I got them waiting for them. So, Janet, plural noun, please.
Plural noun.
Yep.
Motherfuckers.
All right. Okay. Ah, motherfucker. God. I'm trying to motherfuckers. Motherfuckers.
Oh, my.
Fuckers. Hey,
motherfuckers.
Surely, instead of motherfuckers, but motherfuck turds.
Okay. Oh my.
Hey, let's go for it. All right. Motherfuck turds.
This mother beep.
Hey, we're going. Hey, Louie, what are you up to?
Yeah, motherfuck turds.
You're wetting your pants from laughing so hard.
Let's see. My turn with an adjective. I'm going to go with purplish. All right, Tim, proper noun, please.
Let's go with, well, what Trump is not, president.
All right. Play Mortal Kombat 11. Mortal Kombat 11? I wonder what
my.
That is. By the way, I think the Joker's supposed to be out soon.
The movie
as a playable
Joker's
character.
Out.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about, you see, they actually have the Joker in the game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think he's supposed to come, I think he's one of the last ones to come along. He's supposed to come along, I think, sometime in February, I think. I'll look it up afterward. I'm not worrying about it right now. Okay, let's see. Here we go. Let's see. Tim, you're to give me yours. So, Joe, Firm, and both Ash and Louie. Verb ending in ing, please. Oh, spawn's the last one. Okay. Yeah, because because I know I've seen the video, like who's in the thing, in the list. So. Okay. Alright. Alright, we'll come back to that in un momento. Let's see. Alright, got that. Janet, you and I get a verb each. Actually, Janet, you, me, and Tim get a verb each. Janet, you go first.
Okay. Okay, I'm running out of my naughty, so I'll go poke.
Poke. Poke. All right. Poke. All right. I'm going to go with urinate for mine.
But if you had bigger boobs, you'd be a 10.
Right. And Tim, your turn with a verb.
How about defecate?
That's exactly what I typed.
Damn, I am predictable.
Okay, let's see. And three, get the last ones here. Okay. Hang on. All right. Just waiting on them. Now I can do that information. Because there's like a... Oh, here we go. Every confirmed Mortal Kombat DLC character. Okay. Terminator was out October 8th. Yes, they actually have Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold.
Yep. Okay, the Joker just came out. The Joker just came out 3 days ago. Okay, and Spawn will be the last one.
Only he was played by Mark Hamill.
Yeah. That'd be kind of tough to do that.
Yeah, would be.
But that's okay. Okay. Let me get this last one here. All right, that's it. We got everybody. We're set to go. So, drum roll, please. All right. This is the silly Valentine's Day letter. My dear Cofifius Valentine, you are so wonderful and large. When I see you, I feel so attractive. You smell like bungholes. I want to give... Oh, God. I want to give you motherfuck turds and a purplish president to show you how much I like you. What would you like to do on Valentine's Day? Would you like to go suck or go checking? What do you think about rimming? I know. Let's go poke to dinner and urinate some delicious food. Afterwards, we could go watch a movie. What would you like to see? I think we should go out and defecate some ice cream, too. You know my favorite flavor is strawberry. We can go for a breed and eat ice cream under the stars. I know we will have so much fun. Happy Valentine's Day. Yours truly, James.
Oh, my.
And I just thought of a neat idea. Since Friday, 2 weeks is Valentine's Day. Two things: 90 minutes and the craziest Valentine's Day Mad Libs.
I agree.
What do you think, Janet? Janet?
Hello.
Yeah, here's what we come up with. We're going to do a 90-minute on – now, this is on Valentine's Day. 90 minutes, all Valentine's Day Mad Libs.
Oh, that's going to come out weird.
Oh, yeah. That's
okay.
The whole idea.
Let's bring it.
All right, so it is officially settled. Friday, February 14th, 90-minute episode, Valentine's Day Mad Libs.
So that's 2 weeks,
from tonight.
Friday.
2 weeks from tonight. Grab your tissues. All right.
Well, look,
my
face already hurts, so don't get me started, people.
All right. So I got my next one picked out, and this is going to be a quick one, only 13 blanks. Tim, first name, please.
Daenerys.
Hey, we haven't heard her name in a while, have we?
Daenerys. Daenerys Targaryen.
Exactly.
They have a Game of Thrones slot machine on Facebook that I've played before. Come on.
All right.
I'm ready.
All right, Janet, number please.
195842.
Got it. Okay, my turn with an animal. I'm going to go with... I'm going to try to change it up a little bit. I'm going to go with... For our friends in Australia, koala.
You haven't heard anything more about the fires down there either.
Not lately, but there's a report of a huge fire getting too close to the Canberra area.
Shit. I feel sorry for the people and the animals.
Yeah, me too.
Me three.
All right. Tim, noun, please.
Penis.
Got it. Okay. Noun. All right. Janet, adjective, please.
Crazy.
All right. My turn with a verb. I'm going to go with jump.
How high?
I have
this
no
high.
Idea.
This high.
Or Van Halen's version of Jump.
Gotcha.
All right, Tim, you get the last one on this one. Animal, please.
How about skunk?
Skunk.
I wonder how Trump would react if he got a skunk got loose in the White House with her babies.
That's a good question. That's a good
question. He'd probably act like a crybaby.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. This is Hello, My Name Is, and this is going to be a fairly short one. My name is Daenerys Bob. I doubled to play brothel. I have 195,842 koalas. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a penis. Now I am an orgasm.
Oh, my God.
How can you be both?
No, he said, as a kid, I wanted to be a penis. Now I am an orgasm. I
Who came up with the orgasm?
Sajo did. I have been coming to camp for 13 years. When I kind, I crazy, and sometimes I jump like a skunk.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
Next.
All right, we got time for one more.
Woo!
I got to be careful about how hard I laugh, because if I laugh too hard, I pee myself.
Oh, we definitely don't want that.
Okay, all right, we got it. All right, this was 15 blanks. Perfect, this will work. All right. Tim, verb ending in ing, please.
Masturbating. You probably already had that typed, though.
Actually, not quite.
Oh, my.
Okay. Oh, boy. Look at the car man from that last one we did. You see, the Democrats have released a pregnant skunk in my office to sabotage me. This is fake news, people. Penis. Louie, you're terrific.
You fit in here great, Louie.
Yeah.
Oh, man. My face is going to be killing me by the time all this is over. Fact, it already is.
Whew,
all right. Let's get the train back on the track, okay?
Okay. Oh, wait, hold on. Okay. All right, let's see. All right, Janet, noun, please.
A noun.
Yep.
Trump's asshole.
Ooh, okay. All right, now it's my turn with the verb ending in ing. I'm going to go with printing. All right, Tim, adjective, please.
Coffee theist. Yeah, coffee fee. Coffee fee.
All right, let's see.
Hey, guess what we haven't had to use tonight?
What's that?
Repeat rule.
Yeah, because most of these have been fairly short tonight, so this is good.
And I tried to come up with some more original ones.
That's fine. Okay. Janet, plural food, please.
One of my favorite desserts. One of my favorite desserts. Blueberry cobblers.
All right. Blueberry cobblers.
Preferably with Cool Whip.
All right. Okay, my turn with an animal. I'm going to go with rhinoceros.
A rhinoceri.
Yeah. No, mine's a singular animal.
But is that the right one for a plural? Rhinoceri?
It probably is.
Instead of trying to pronounce it rhinoceroses.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, Tim, adjective, please.
How about abandoned?
All right.
Like the abandoned warehouse at the end of the street.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to mute to make a phone call.
Okay. All right, so. Okay. Yeah, Sajo and Ash get the last two, so we don't have to worry about it. Oh, this has been wonderful. We've had our great Naughty Lad Libs and no trolls.
Love it.
That is such a relief. I think maybe they finally got the message. Well, we'll wait and see what happens. All right, well, we got everyone's answers in. So, time to put an end to the Mad Libs for the night for the last one. All right, here we go. Newborns can feel all different sensations, but respond most enthusiastically to soft stroking, cuddling, and masturbating. Gentle rocking back and forth often calms a crying infant, as do massages and anal vaginas. Newborns may comfort themselves by sucking their thumb or a Trump's asshole. Their need to suckle is instinctive and allows newborns to feed. Newborn infants have unremarkable vision, being able to focus on objects only about 18 inches directly in front of their face. While this may not be much, it is all that is needed for the infant to look at the mother's eyes. Generally, a newborn spelunking when wanting to feed. When a newborn is not sleeping, feeding, or printing, he or she may spend a lot of time staring at covetous men. Unusually, anything that is shiny, has sharp contrasting colors, or has conflict patterns will catch an infant's eye. However, the newborn has a preference for looking at other human eyes above all else. While still inside the mother, the infant could hear many internal noises, such as the mother's heartbeat, as well as many external noises, including bandicoot sounds, music, and most other sounds. Therefore, although a newborn's ears may contain some blueberry cobblers and fluid, he or she can hear sound from before birth. Newborns usually respond to a voice over a rhinoceros voice. This may explain why people will unknowingly raise the pitch of their voice when talking to newborns. The sound of other human voices, especially the mother's, can have a calming, soothing effect on the newborn. However, abandoned or big orgasms will startle and scare a newborn. Oh my gosh, that was funny. Bandicoot.
Bam.
Yep. And that's it. We only have 7 minutes left, so we did pretty good tonight.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we done yeah. Well tonight. So I might as well go ahead and start telling you what we got. Next week, of course, Monday is we can wrap up Monday Night Madness. And we'll also talk about, you know, who won the Super Bowl and such, and maybe the best commercials and such, and the box office, of course, top and bottom. Tuesday, of course, is New Car Smell Tuesday, and Tim will be at the rabbit hole, per usual, which is fine, no problem. Wednesday is our attention to one episode, and the topic, I found this one already. You know how some schools are saying, I think, what is it, that one boy with the dreadlocks, they're saying, you're not gonna walk graduation until you cut the dreadlocks.
They got a lot of blowback for that, too.
Yes, and they're still defending
did.
It, too. Yeah, so it's like, I think the topic we're going to do is, you know, when the school rules start going a little too far. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Because seriously, I still think back to when there was a 5-year-old boy. He was kissing a classmate. He almost got suspended for sexual harassment. It's like a 5-year-old doesn't even know what that means.
5-year-old
yeah, I think
wouldn't
it's
know
a
that that's not
bullshit.
Appropriate to do. It is bullshit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would welcome a gentle kiss from a child.
Well, even if it's not wanted, that's not the right way to go about handling that issue. You know,
especially
like
when
I said,
especially...
a 5-year-old doesn't understand the concept of sexual harassment.
Right.
Was it wrong? Yes. Was it sexual harassment by adult definition? Yes. Should it result in a suspension? No. Suspension should be involved.
Should it result in a 5-year-old being
and did it anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Should it result? I remember reading that article. Should it result in that 5-year-old boy being granted as a sex offender for the rest of his life? No.
Mm-hmm. I say no.
No. Sajo said the Iowa caucuses are on Monday. That's true, it is, but I don't worry about it. But
both blue.
Yep. There's nobody running. Well, as far as I know, all the Republican states, they're not going to let any of those other guys run against Trump. So
that means
stupid.
2020 election's already rigged.
Yeah. Because I know there were at least two other guys that are supposed to compete against trying to vie for Trump's for the Republican nomination, but most states are not going to let them. They're not going to even do it.
And that's not right.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, our attention one topic is going to be like when school rules and zero tolerance can go too far. So that's going to be for Wednesday. Let's see. Thursday, of course, is the free-for-all. And, of course, Friday, once again, will be the All-Out Review and Naughty Mad Lib show. I will have two less shows to review because they're both in rerun. So it may not be too long before we get right into the Mad Libs next Friday.
Yeah. Especially when it goes on summer hiatus.
Yeah. Yeah, when the shows go on summer vacation, it's all Naughty Mad Libs.
Yeah.
Just like we did around Christmas time.
Yep. Exactly. When the show's going to rerun, we go all Mad Libs. But yeah,
Alrighty.
It's amazing. Like I still think back to that one boy, that one high school student. He was a wrestler, and the referee said, "I'm not gonna let you compete unless you cut your dreadlocks." Of course, the referee got suspended.
And he still got to wrestle. Good.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No, he literally cut his dreadlocks off before the match so he could compete. But that referee got suspended. So, good. Serves him right. But anyway.
He should have gotten fired.
He may have been fired for all we know at this point, because I know this took place like I think it was like a year and a half ago. But anyway, we are running out of time now, so I'm just going to say this right now. Please remember to follow us on Facebook. We have our group page. Follow us on Twitter. Our handle there, BTA_TIP. You can also check us out at our website, beyondtheairwaves.weebly.com. Now, if you ever miss an episode, because let's face it, life happens, there are three ways you can catch up. First, there's the Stitcher.com app that's available on iTunes, Google Play, and the Amazon Kindle store. Second, you can listen or download full episodes of the show from blogtalkradio.com. And finally, you can find us on iTunes. Just do a search in the podcast for Beyond the Airwaves, and you'll find many of our episodes there. So with that in mind, I'm going to say love, peace, and chicken grease. Everybody have a great weekend. Stay safe, and we will see you next week.
It was a blast, everybody.
For this week. Have a great weekend, and remember...
You motherfucker, I almost had him. I almost had him. You stuttering prick, you.
Shut up! Woo!
And we got this.
Alan Groot.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Groot.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Oh, shit!
Get that little one, will you?
All right, and then I'm going to add a couple more. This one...
Holy shit balls!
And finally...
Whoa!
is this?
What the fuck?
All right.
Oh, keep
that's
finding
all...
them, Shirley. Keep finding them.
Oh, count on it. Well, anyway, have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. Night, y'all.
Jana, everybody. Jana.
Buenas noches, mis amigos.
Jana.